In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk a little bit about Instagram. What's actually working at the end of 2020? What's actually going to be working in 2021? Let's dive on in, cue that intro, and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson. I'm actually really stinking excited to talk about Instagram today. To give a little backstory, my Instagram has been a complicated story for years. It's something that for a long time I was actually a little bit embarrassed about. Crazy, right? Basically, years ago, when I was pregnant with my third kid, I hired a growth hacker and they pretty much destroyed my account. They purchased fake followers, they brought in fake likes, they posted a ton of spammy content, and ended up getting my Instagram account shut down. Now, their big point was, yeah, but we grew you to 120,000 followers, which is awesome, but it doesn't really mean anything if you lose your Instagram account and it gets shut down because, right? Like, I can't do anything with 120,000 followers if my Instagram account is shut down. So basically, one of the big things that was interesting, first and foremost, that was that that growth hacker disappeared as soon as my account was shut down. I couldn't get in touch with him. Funny how that happens. But basically, several months later, I was thankfully verified by Instagram. And then I started posting my own content, and because there were fake followers, wrong followers, untargeted followers, bots, all kinds of crazy stuff with this Instagram account, it's the one that you guys have probably seen, at the Mrs. Peterson, I proceeded to lose followers every single day for almost 2 years. Whew. Okay, now I'm really grateful that we're past that point in the journey, because that was one where I had to face my fears of caring about what other people think. There were people writing blog posts about me and how I was this fake influencer because I had fake followers and how I was bleeding followers every single day. Meanwhile, I'm like, I know. Hello, you think I don't see this? So for 2 years, I had to watch as my social blade score kept going down, 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 losing followers, losing. Oh, it was just awful. But guess what? I survived. I was okay. Our business actually grew, which is so crazy. By the way, if you're not familiar with Social Blade is an awesome tool that you can use to check out the growth that you have, your following, the stats, the engagement. Like, there's all kinds of really cool stuff that you can see in Social Blade totally for free. So I've got my stats pulled up right here, and this is kind of crazy. Over the last month, I have grown by 3,450 followers on Instagram. Now, that's a lot. I'm just going to be straight up honest. That's a ton. It's so much growth. And I think either this month or last month was the first month that I actually had positive growth after consistently losing followers for just about 2 years. And let me just say, if you've ever wanted to know how to not care what people think, lose followers when you are someone that teaches and shares about social media. Gosh. So crazy. So I'm going to share with you guys a few things that are working really well today. In the next couple of episodes, I'm going to be sharing a few different tools. I'm going to be sharing some different things that I love and have been using for the last few months. But number one, this was one that really stuck in my mind, and I learned this from Kat Avianic. Huge shout out to this amazing woman. She's so talented. She's fun. She's from Australia. She's Parker's mom. And she's a good friend of mine. And she basically shared with me that most of the, I'm going to put in quotes, influencers on Instagram are actually using the wrong tactics. And I was like, wait, so you mean like the whole idea of just posting photos of myself that look a little like extra orangey, you know, because that seems to be like what everyone does, with a story about my life. You mean to tell me that that's not a good growth tactic? And she said, honey, no, that's an outdated Instagram tactic. She said, those big influencers and experts are growing in spite of a bad tactic for growth. And I was like, holy cow. It blew my mind wide open. Never thought about it that way. By the way, Kat is an absolute genius. You can follow her on Instagram and see what she does. But basically, she opened my eyes to the fact that I needed to start making my Instagram account about more than me. It couldn't be about just my stories. It couldn't be my kids and look at how cool and perfect and awesome we are. And look, I put this filter on it that makes everything look really orange. Like, by the way, no shade on those tactics either. I'm just saying, like, do you guys know what I'm talking about with those kind of orangey filters? I've never really cared for them. My skin is very fair. You put an orange filter on me and I literally look like a pumpkin. So not really my thing. What I loved, though, was she explained to me, it's time for you to start treating Instagram like how you treat every other social media platform. Start making it about other people. Start giving people lessons that they can apply. Start sharing things that can make them say absolute heck yes. And I was like, wow, I don't know why this didn't click in my head for so long. Maybe it's because I saw all of these influencers like selling courses. I purchased so many courses on Instagram to try to stop the bleeding of followers for years. I spent so much money trying to reverse it. And truth be told, the biggest thing that I didn't realize was those strategies and tactics were outdated. No longer do people just care about me, look how cool I am, look how perfect this photo is, look how great my family looks, etc. And truth be told, guys, I don't think that they ever really cared about that. But now, more than ever, when it's really competitive, if you don't have the best photos, the most professional images, the cutest family, the most polished outfits, if you aren't one of the superlatives, then why not just take yourself out of the running of the competition and make it about the people that you want to attract? And so when Kat said this to me, it blew my mind wide open. And I was like, okay, I finally get it. I'm just going to do exactly what I did with TikTok. I am going to do what I've done with YouTube. I'm going to do what I've done with my Facebook groups, my other social platforms. And sure enough, guys, something started to work. I niched down my hashtags, made my hashtags very niche down. Everyone always tries to do these like really big, high-reaching hashtags. And just like I say on any other platform, go small to go big. The same thing is true even with your messaging. Niche down your messaging so much more than you think you need to. And by reaching one person effectively, you'll actually reach a lot more people. There are a few other strategies, like I said, that we're going to share over the next couple of days and or weeks about tools that have supported us. And one of those is all about outbound engagement, a huge strategy and tool that is a game changer for Instagram growth. But another big thing is I got really active on Instagram stories and started to do a combination of things from education to entertainment to engagement to emotion and started filtering amongst those and showing a real side behind the scenes, not curated imperfection, but rather like this is what my office really looks like behind the camera. This is the mess today or whatever it is that really is going on in my life and let people see like the behind the scenes with the Instagram stories. And those tactics alone started to pick up the growth. And we've been picking up more and more growth. Like I said, we're up 3,450 followers this month, which it's not all about the followers. It's about, is this the right following? Is this a crew that I can really deeply connect with and who I can serve with some value, some little things I've learned along the way? I'm going to be sharing more and more with you guys because this shift was so big for me that this requires several different podcast episodes. By the way, if you're excited about this series, I want to hear about it. Take a screenshot of this episode and go ahead and tag me on Instagram. Put it in your stories at the Mrs. Peterson. I will most likely, as long as I see it, reshare it to my Instagram stories. But it also tell me that you guys want to learn a lot about Instagram, and I'll share as much as I can over the next few episodes. Oh, and be sure to follow Kat Abionic as well, because goodness gracious, she blows my mind. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.